Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Kuf, Baba Basra 100A, pagination is 199. We'll start from the facing page, Masnisin, about 8 lines up. Misha Yaderech HaRabim Overes L'Soch Sadehu. There was a person who had a path of the public that was passing through his field. It was a well-trodden shortcut, a recognized pathway through his field. Notla, he took the pathway that was theirs. He closed it off. He planted it. V'nosan lohem min atzad, and he gave them a different pathway, one on the side, more convenient for him. In his mind, he's doing no wrong. Masha nosan nosan v'shalolo higio. What he gave is given, so they're going to be able to keep the new pathway that he gave them at the side of his field. But what he thinks he's getting, which is that he can now retain that path that was historically theirs, that goes straight through his field, he thinks he can now keep that for himself and stop people from traveling that. That's not true. Shalolo igio, his part of the deal, does not take effect. And actually, we end up that the public gets two pathways according to this Mishnah. Indeed, in halacha, Simon Shinai and Zayin, if a person had a pathway going through his field, notla, he takes it, and he gives them a different one. Masha nosan, nosan, what he gave them is given. Vizachubo, they acquired it. Vizeshanota lo zachabo, and the pathway that he's trying to grab for himself did not actually work. We'll see in a moment the reasoning which the Gemara explains. However, the Sma points out that if there was a situation where this pathway was not owned by the entire world of passers-by, but rather it was a pathway that was owned specifically by the people of the neighborhood, and that neighborhood has bylaws and people in charge, so then you would have a situation called Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. Traditionally, they had 7 people appointed to take care of the affairs of the city, and they are allowed to transact business on behalf of the people, and if so, it would be binding. Our case is that it's owned by the public, the general public, and they do not have any representatives. And therefore, as we'll see in the Gemara, we step in and say there's a concern that the deal that you're doing is not equitable for everyone, and therefore it is not binding. Says the Gemara, 3 lines up, Amai shalolo higio. Why doesn't the deal work? Linkud pazer v'lesiv. Let him simply stop people from going through the path. Next line, Amarav Zvid Mishmei Derava. The first answer to this question is, Gezeru shema yiten lam derech akaloson. We're worried that he's going to give them a crooked path, a worse path than the one they had. And because it's the public, there's no baldover, there's no specific person who's being wronged, and therefore no one is going to take up the cause. And therefore Chazal stepped in and said, this is a behavior you're not allowed to do to the public, to switch paths on them, because we're worried that the one you give them is worse. The second answer to this question, why doesn't his deal work, is Rav Mesharshia Mishmei Derava, Omar, but no sin lehem derech hakaloson. We're not worried that he gives them a crooked path. It's only if he gives them a crooked path, then it did not take effect. And according to the second answer, the Mishnah's case is specifically where it was known that this is an inferior path to them. In other words, sometimes the path is more convenient for him because it doesn't interrupt his field and it makes no difference to them. But over here, it was a case where it was worse for them. The third and final answer, Rav Ashi Omar onto today's daf, kol min hatzad derech hakoloso. By definition, whenever you have a path being moved, it is considered crooked or worse, because kerova lozeh urechoka lozeh. It's closer to some people, it's more convenient for them, but invariably it's going to be worse for other people. And therefore, again, as we explained, Chazal step in and say, inevitably, it's worse for some people, and they're not going to take up the cause, because it's all part of the public, and someone else should take care of it. And therefore, we're telling you, leave it the way it is. If you have a path, you have to leave it, and you do not have permission to switch it to a different place, because that is, by definition, worse for some people. The obvious question that we need to ask, which is partly the question of the Gemara, why can't he undo the transaction? What he did was he gave them on the side, and he wanted to take the path that's in the middle for himself. The Mishnah ruled, what he gave is given, and he did not get what he expected to get on the deal. The Gemara has so far explained, why isn't it an acceptable deal? And the final ruling is, because whenever you change something on the public, it's going to benefit some people and be worse to some people. By definition, you as an individual do not have the authority to go ahead and choose one thing over the other. The question, though, remains, so okay, the transaction doesn't work. So why can't he claim the side path back for himself? Why can't he call it the equivalent of a neder b'taus, a vow that was mistaken, a donation that I didn't get what I thought I was going to get on the deal, so I'm undoing it? Why can't he undo the transaction? The Aruch HaShulchan discusses this, Siman Shin Ayin Zayin Hey, and explains that we're talking about a case where he's dealing with the public, and neged harbe meha holchim have a chalipin tov v'nisratzu. For many of the people, they considered it a good exchange, an equitable exchange, a fair exchange, whether it's because they're considering his needs or because it really made no difference. But people were happy with the exchange. However, there are people, rechokim, far away, she'efshar lo nicha lohem b'derech hachadosha, that it might be that they're not pleased with the exchange. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the entire exchange was done b'ta'us, it was one big mistake, he puts a sign up, no trespassing, and he puts a sign up, public pathway, and they come to him and they say, no go. So then it's a neder b'taus, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the equivalent of, and he undoes the transaction, he takes down his signs, and they just continue as they were. But what happened over here was that many people accepted, and it looked like his deal might be accepted. Chazal step in and say such things are not accepted because they're bad for some people. It's like somebody, besofa olam, somewhere in the world, ends up coming later on and saying, no go. And therefore, he ends up losing both. Why? Why is he losing the one that he donated? So I think we might explain this the way donations work. And a donation is different than a deal that you make with an individual. Let's say you make a donation, $100,000, and you tell them that you want them to use it for a specific reason. Now, if you made a contract with them and there's a board of directors, so then there's a contract and there's the Zayin Tuva Yair that the Sma described. But if you're just dealing with the public and you're making a donation and you're recommending, you're encouraging, you're wanting them to use it for a specific thing, if it turns out that they don't use it for that thing, you can't take your money back because it was a donation. It depends how it's structured. An example that might be clearer is that sometimes people make a donation to a charity fund in a community, and they say that they want the money, $1,000, to go to their brother, to their cousin, who is needy and is qualified for the donation. Now, if they're giving the donation, like the expression, a laundry, they're just kosherizing the money, so to speak, then it doesn't kosherize. You want to give a donation to your brother or your cousin, give a donation, but that's not a charitable deduction. You want to give it to the organization, it has to be subject to the rules of the organization, which means, I believe, the law would be that if the organization has the right to say no, we decided someone else is more needy and we'll give it to the someone else. And this person says, well, that's true. Reluctantly, that's not what I wanted to happen, but I do relinquish rights to the money and request that you take my brother or cousin into account, then that would be acceptable. So says an accountant who shared the case with me in a conversation. If the person really wants it just to be targeted giving, that's a different IRS code. That's a whole different thing. That's like a family fund or something, targeted giving. But if you're giving to the organization, you're relinquishing rights. Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying, I believe this is what he means, that the person thought he was going to get his deal and he relinquished rights to it. And then we come in and realize that it's not good for everyone. You haven't pleased everyone. And there's no board of directors to make such a decision. And therefore, they start using the one he gifted, and they acquire it, and he willingly gives that to them. And then somebody comes and says, I object, I still want the first one. He ends up having to give them both. If, of course, they would have rejected right away, the Aruch HaShulchan says, or there would be a board of directors, like the Sma says, then he would be able to be in a position to either get his deal or have it rejected straight out, in which case only one pathway would remain in public hands. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.